If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:40. Going to do a little lighthearted thing here. Well, maybe it's not lighthearted.
Okay.
Are you going to participate in Prime Day on Amazon?
You know, I already have because I've been looking at Amazon. I haven't ordered anything.
Oh, okay. Yet. So you don't know the problems they're having.
Oh, no, I guess I don't.
Prime Day is a big sales day, absolutely, right?
Yeah.
Biggest day of the year, I think.
That's what they say.
Some customers say they're having a hard time making a purchase. Shoppers say they can't add items to their cart to check out. So if you can't add items to your cart, you can't buy them.
Yeah, that would stand to reason.
Yeah. Amazon acknowledged the troubles in a tweet, saying it's working to fix the problem quickly. The company did not immediately respond to CNN Money's request for comment. Prime Day kicked off in 10 countries across the world.
Wow.
24-hour sale is the company's attempt to stir up summertime shopping mania, and it's offering deals on a wide variety of products, electronics, kitchen appliances, jewelry, apparel, lots of stuff. Now, you looked up a TV.
Yeah, it was a 55-inch TV, one of those curved screen ones.
Yeah, those are cool.
And it's normally, I think, $1,299. And they had it for, I believe, about $679, something like
that.
Yeah,
but almost half price.
Yeah. I did not order one because they're still charging $679 for it.
See, there are two kinds of shoppers.
All right.
There are shoppers who would buy that TV, Chris.
Yeah, just because it's on sale.
Because they're saving $500.
And then there are...
Doesn't matter if they need it or not. See, save $500.
Now, I saved $679 because I didn't buy anything.
To their way of thinking, you saved $1,299.
You got to spend money to save money.
Yeah.
I told you my...
I know both kinds
I've always heard you have to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
And at this point in my life, I really think there are some steps in there that I missed.
Yeah. In addition to the United States, Prime Day is being held in the UK, Spain, Italy, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I email in Germany today?
Curtis Stigers.
Reigning in Germany, huh, Kurt? France, Japan, Canada, Belgium, and Austria. U.S. customers can find steep discounts on TVs. Here you go. Right. This is your TV. Including a Samsung Curve 55-inch...
That's the one.
...4K Ultra HD Smart TV. How can you not buy it? How can you not buy this?
I did... How much was it?
$649.
Oh, $649. Wow.
See,
it's even $30 less than I thought.
Yeah.
And I'm still not going to get it because it's still $649.99.
But listen to this.
Okay.
Curved.
Yeah.
55-inch.
Okay,
curved. 4K.
Is curved good?
Yeah, movie screens are curved, aren't they? I think they are.
Are they? I don't know. I thought they were flat, but I...
Well, they're trying to convince us curved is good.
Okay.
But 55-inch 4K Ultra HD, Ultra HD...
Oh, wow, that's probably even better than...
Smart TV means you can run your computers and stuff through it.
Than regular HD, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go.
All right.
If you cheap person you, a 32-inch... Roku Smart TV, usual price. Oh, it's on sale today for $119.99.
Ooh.
For a 32-inch? That's ridiculous. That's very cheap.
Yes.
And a 32-inch LED TV for $99.
See, that sounds good, too.
You don't want an LED, though. You want some better picture.
Oh, okay.
You want that Smart TV.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what LED means.
What is it? Liquid zibba zabba zabba. Those lights.
Light display or something like that.
Amazon also slashing prices on its own products, including the Fire tablet, the Echo, Fire TV, and Fire TV Stick. Toys from Nerf, Barbie, and Fisher-Price.
Yeah, I don't need those.
Discounted up to 50%. Only Amazon Prime members qualify for Prime deals. Now, my wife's a member. You're a member.
True. I admit I used to like Fisher-Price toys, but stopped about 1973 when I was 8.
However, this is good news for me, Chris.
All right.
Shoppers can sign up for a free 30-day trial membership.
Yeah. And then you could buy things your wife doesn't know about.
Yeah, then it says, don't forget to cancel before the 30 days are over.
Yeah.
Or you get hit, bang, with a $99 annual fee.
Always the problem.
Yeah. All right, we need to take a traffic break here. WOI News Time, 8:45, speaking on business. Listen each Tuesday and Thursday, 7 a.m. to 6 a.m., and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on KBOI, sponsored by Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten what keeps us in business. It's actually 7 to 8 a.m. All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 8:51. Just a few more things in commerce, then we'll talk about Loretta Lynch, maybe a little bit about that big attack against ISIS late last month. Got some stats in on that are pretty incredible. All right, shoppers with an Echo device can use Amazon's voice command assistant, Alexa. You aware of her?
That would be like their version of Siri?
Yeah.
Okay.
To make purchases. Alexa users will also have access to exclusive promotions and get $10 off their first purchase of at least $20 when they use the advice. Or device, excuse me. Amazon launched Prime Day last summer to celebrate its 20th year in business. They thought it would be just kind of a cute little summer thing.
Yeah.
The inaugural sale brought in record global sales. On average, customers ordered 398 items a second. A second.
Now, that's not each customer.
It's not? No, it's not. I know it's not. But 398 a second?
That's all the customers, right?
Okay. All right. Walmart's fighting back, though. Customers grumbled last year about the sales inventory levels because they're selling 398 items a second. They sold out of some stuff.
Of course they did.
Others used the hashtag Prime Day Fail to vent about the lame items that were on sale, like socks. And microfiber towels.
Of course, if that's what you're looking for, and the sale's good enough.
Amazon said it has worked with vendors to beef up the inventory this year. T-bones, $5. No.
Yeah.
The Prime Day inventory of televisions will be twice as big as Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean popular sales item like TVs will last. They'll sell out fast this year, Amazon spokeswoman Julie Law said. And Amazon isn't the only one offering hefty deals.
That's true. They have to other sites have to compete today.
Walmart said yesterday it will offer free shipping on every online purchase through Friday, along with special deals on electronics, read TVs,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Apparel and some Apple products. I think you need that curved TV. Football season's coming up, Chris.
True.
Huh?
True. If only they weren't charging $649.99.
Here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
We could go sit outside Albertsons and hold signs that say, we'll...
Need curved TV.
We'll... Help. What will we do for TV? We'll hydrate for TV.
We'll work for TV.
Yeah. Well... TV doesn't want us. No. But, I mean, there ought to be some creative way to do that.
I think so.
I mean, those guys hold, why lie, need a beer.
Right.
Why don't you just make a sign that says, why lie, need a TV? 55-inch curved.
The ones...
4K HD Plus.
The ones that always kind of get me are when you drive up and they're on the corner and they have a sign on which they've written kind of a novella.
Yeah. And you can't read it.
You can't read it because the words are too small.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, homeless kind of says it all. Or veteran says it all.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah, one word.
Broker, whatever.
But
starving, things like that. I mean, you don't really need to explain.
My all-time favorite.
The way you got there.
My all-time favorite?
Is?
Bet You Can't Hit Me With a Quarter.
Yeah, I love that, too.
Isn't that great?
You remember we saw that together.
Yeah, we saw that together. That, we were out delivering donuts or something.
Exactly.
It was absolutely awesome.
That was our other job.
We had to drive around the block and get a quarter.
Yeah.
And we got a quarter, and then we threw it at him.
Yeah. He was wrong, by the way. We could hit him with a quarter.
Yeah, and we did, both of us.
He didn't give it back, though.
No. He should have had to. All right. So much for levity.
Uh-huh.
Now on with serious stuff. Five people suspected of firing shots in Washington, D.C. this morning. Five.
Wow.
We'll talk about that when we come back after the news. And Attorney General Loretta Lynch facing questions from the House Judiciary Committee in her first appearance on Capitol Hill since she announced that Hillary Clinton wouldn't be prosecuted. And they want to talk about what? Oh, her meeting with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to do that.
Want to make sure there's nothing funny going on.
Yeah. Chairman of the committee called the decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton troubling, but chairman of that committee is anyone? Oh, Republican. And suggested the Justice Department is holding Clinton to a lower standard than other government employees. It would be nice if we could see examples of this. And I want to see them. I want to hear them. And I want to make up my own mind. KBOI News Time, 8:56. It's Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. Paul, Jane, Chris, KBOI News Time, 9:06. Another day, more shootings. It's getting onto the ludicrous part here.
I think it's already there.
Yeah. Police have arrested five people in Washington, D.C., shooting at police officers early today. No officers were hit. The group allegedly fired at police to avoid arrest, so this was not an ambush.
Okay.
A police official told the Washington Post. Officers in marked police cruisers were responding to reports of gunshots just after midnight in the southeast Washington, D.C., near Martin Luther King Elementary School, when the cops were shot at by people inside an SUV. So, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to be a policeman right now. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Police returned fire at the suspects who barricaded themselves in the vehicle. That's not good. I mean, if you're barricaded in a vehicle, five of you, you're done. Steinbeck made that comment. Officers ordered the group to come out. They refused. After 30 minutes, check this out, three women and two men in the SUV surrendered to authorities. None of the five had been publicly identified as of now. The investigation will include whether the individuals were arrested may have been involved in other crimes before police arrived.
Which could have been why they were shooting.
Police were initially alerted to the area by shot spotters system, according to WTOP-TV. Shot spotter uses sensors to detect gunfire. Did you know this? Around the city and then notified authorities if anything is picked up. In other words, if you go outside your house, blam, they know that there was a gunshot outside your house.
Yeah, they can pinpoint where it was.
Yeah. Today's incident follows protests over police shooting of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota and the fatal shooting of five police officers by an anti-white assailant in Dallas last week. But we know nothing about the identities here. All right, we have a caller on the line. I didn't get my screener up. Who is it? Steve. How could I forget? Steve, you're on the air.
How you doing, Paul J? How you guys doing today?
We're good.
Well, it's another case, of the instigator in the White House. You know, he was basically a neighborhood instigator, organizer his whole life, never had a real job. you know, basically Black Lives Matter were in the White House a year ago. He gave him a big tour. How many other groups have had tours? He's basically promoted this. He will not come out and denounce it, and you guys know it. He'll dance around the subject, but he won't condemn it. Although, you know, the Ku Klux Klan supposedly endorses Trump via whatever, and he denounces it and says, I don't believe in that, and the media goes nuts. You know, this is just open season, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, they're bringing the race wars back to the 50s and 60s, and in my personal opinion, he has no intention of stopping it.
Why?
And that's really a shame.
Why should the president denounce Black Lives Matter?
Well, okay. Let me ask you this, Chris.
All right.
How come a rap group can get on there and make music? F the pigs, shoot them in the, you know, blah blah blah, kill the cops, blah blah blah. Isn't that hate crime?
I think that falls.
Well, what is it? Tell me what it is.
That's freedom of speech, is what that is.
Okay. It's freedom of speech. Well,
yeah.
If the freedom of speech is condoning that type of behavior, and the people that listen to that music are executing that kind of behavior, what is that, Chris?
Well, it appears to be inciting crime. However, I don't know that that would pass the Supreme Court.
We can agree that it is making the situation worse. We can agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah, we can definitely agree on that.
Oh, okay.
It's not making it better.
That's my point.
Okay.
So you know what? The rappers and all those people, if they want to be a part of the answer and not the problem, hey, man, start calming the situation down and start helping your communities. Like the police chief in Dallas said, hey, you guys, we got openings. You want to come to work for us? Get out of the protest line. Let's go to the communities and work together.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to do that. So there you have it.
It'd be interesting to see if anybody responds to that challenge.
Paul Jay, he was crucified for making that
statement. Well, I know it was because of the timing.
Yeah, it was strange to say we have openings because I think we knew what he meant.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying, though, is he was crucified that already by the liberal media. I mean, see, the Black Matters movement, they've just become militarized. And it's a crying shame because it's not helping the situation any. Hey, calm down. Let's go to your neighborhood. Tell us what the issues are. Let's work together to solve the issues. Let's be a part of the answer, not the problem. But nobody wants to hear that. And that's the crying shame.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve. Right.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, and stop shooting each other. That would be good.
Yeah. Freedom of speech, I think, ends if you advocate the violent overthrow of the federal government.
Would you call it like incitement, inciting? You know, inciting a riot.
I mean, inciting a riot. Yeah, inciting a
murder.
Riot is one thing, but
yeah,
I don't know if really that's what they're doing. Although riots are happening, but the riots aren't necessarily happening simply because of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is just part of it. And people are reacting to the situation.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. It's not like if Black Lives Matter didn't exist, people wouldn't be angry about what happened last week.
You may not know the answer to this, and I don't know the answer to this.
All right.
Whites are charged with hate crimes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Has a black ever been charged with a hate crime against a white person?
Yeah, definitely. Because it works the same way.
Yeah?
If you commit a crime and the reason for the crime is based upon the fact that somebody is a different race than you, then it's a hate crime. And apparently different sexual orientation qualifies as well.
Religion, et cetera.
Yeah, religion also.
All right, let's take a break. It's 9:14. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
I'm a salesman.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time 9:19. KBOI rewards code baseball. All-star game tonight. BASEBALL.
Starts at 5:30.
Chris and I are for the National League.
Yeah, my favorite part of the all-star game is always the player introductions.
Yeah, and that's cool. The year Ted Williams was driven around in a golf cart, man.
They had the all-star game at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Or was it? No, it wasn't. Was it Fenway Park or was it? Yeah, it was Fenway Park.
Yeah, it was. Todd with 1D. Who do you want, American or national?
I would just like a good game.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'll join your team. Okay. You want the Nationals?
National.
All right, go Nationals.
Here. I just hope nobody gets hurt. I hope the game is played with good sportsmanship and nobody flings her bat into the crowd.
Yeah. That's nice, but not me.
No. All right. I'm being facetious. I would like to see a good game.
You know what I'd like to see?
With the National League winning.
You never see a great number of runs in the National League simply because you have good pitching as well as good hitting.
Right.
But I think it would be fun if they just, teed off and the game ended up 13-12 or something.
Yeah, we've had a few of those, but not lately.
True.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch repeatedly dodged specific questions this morning about the FBI investigation that yielded no charges against Hillary Clinton over her email use, frustrating lawmakers. This is a...
She dodged the questions?
Well, this is a Fox News story.
Ah.
If you do this... Okay, we'll read the CNN one. Frustrating lawmakers who plan to question her on the outcome of the politically charged case. All right?
All right.
That's the opening paragraph on Fox.
Okay.
Nom, nom, nom. They don't even have it. I'm not kidding you, Chris.
CNN. They're not even covering it.
No, they start with, this is God. The train crash, Dow all-time high. Yeah. China, extended Rose, Clinton, and Sanders make up today. But you can't be kidding me. Starbucks gets more expensive. Come on. Come on. They don't have it. Recommended. Well Japan.
Starbucks raising their prices. It's kind of a big story.
Making dogs' golden year shine.
Well, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Man, you're kidding me. You're kidding me. All right, let's go over and check USA Today. Uh-huh. Number one story, Attorney General faces question.
Yeah, okay. So Fox News and the USA Today are covering it. CNN is ignoring it.
That's ridiculous.
Go figure.
Okay. Nation's top law enforcement official was peppered with questions by the House Judiciary Committee, her first congressional appearance in the wake of the Clinton decision, but she repeatedly deferred to FBI Director James Comey's comments on the case, declining to elaborate.
See, and that wasn't the purpose of this. They want to know what she thinks about the whole thing and who told her to think that way.
And they wanted to know about her meeting with Bill, right?
If anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Clinton and Sanders are now on every TV in the place. Bernie Sanders campaigning with Hillary Clinton.
I can't wait till this afternoon when all over Facebook there will be a compilation of all the times that Bernie Sanders has criticized Hillary Clinton
for
various things.
Yeah.
And then it'll end with him saying, and I endorse her for president.
Even as committee chairman Bob Goldblatt, a Republican out of Virginia, noted it was her conclusion in the end on whether to act, Lynch would not comment in detail, specifically when pressed on Comey findings that conflicted with Clinton's public statements on her email use. Republicans, though, ramped up their criticism. Well, golly. What a shock that is. Not only of Clinton, but of the Justice Department's handling of the case. Goodlatte said the conclusion not to pursue charges defies logic and the law, and once again criticized Lynch for her meeting on a tarmac in Phoenix with former President Bill Clinton just a week before the decision was announced.
The only part of that I don't agree with is when they said Republicans have ramped up their criticism. That indicates that before they were holding something back.
Yeah.
No.
The timing and circumstance surrounding the announcement are particularly troubling, Goodlatte said. He suggested that and other factors could be grounds for a recusal. Lynch rebuffed the notion and insisted the discussion with the former president was social and did not pertain to the email investigation.
Yeah, something that virtually no one believes.
Yep. The criminal investigation is closed. There was no intentional wrongdoing, said Representative John Conyers. Oh, a Democrat, the top Democrat on the panel. Being facetious here. Meanwhile, a new poll reflects widespread public unease about the FBI decision. The ABC News Washington Post polls shows 56% disagreed with the FBI recommendation not to pursue charges. Just 35% approved.
Mm-hmm.
A separate NBC News tracking poll showed the Democratic presidential nominee's lead over Donald Trump is now only 3 points.
I was kind of amazed at how many people had the attitude, or how many people I've heard in the past few days that had the attitude. What makes her so special? Because I would be thrown in jail for what she's done.
But would they? Well, let's see some instances where this has happened and people have gone to jail. Okay, is that too much to ask?
Well, I mean, what are we talking about there? Are we talking about
whatever they're going to get Clinton for
breaking the law when it comes to procedures?
Procedural, okay. Having their server at home, et cetera, et cetera. Let's find somebody who's gone to jail, and then we can go, how about that precedent?
Yeah, exactly.
KBOI News Time, 9:26. KBOI News Time, 9:36.
Yar.
Can't get my mic to face in the right direction, which is okay, I guess. Let's go to the phones. Got a couple of callers. Let's go to Rick in Boise. Rick.
Hello, gentlemen. I was calling in reference to actually two things, Black Lives Matter and also the rap lyrics, which, you know, I don't agree with them. But there's movies that have had people kill cops, like Rambo, and I didn't hear a big furor about, you know, that they were anti-police. And there's other movies where presidents have been assassinated and stuff. Or it's an artistic expression, the same as the rap songs. I don't like the rap songs, but still, the people that think that they're so terrible maybe should look at some of the entertainment that they enjoy. So, and Black Lives Matter, people say, well, all lives matter. But Black Lives Matter has to do with the attitude that it is still, you know, just below the skin that black lives don't matter. They do matter. Mm-hmm. It's the same as if someone were to come out with unborn children's lives matter for anti-abortion. Would people be saying, oh, all lives matter? It's trying to change.
That's a hell of a point you just made.
What's that?
That is a hell of a point you just made.
Okay.
Unborn lives matter?
Yeah.
That is pretty tremendous stuff.
But thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would go up to those people and try to convince them that all lives matter.
Isn't that a heck of a point?
I mean, I think everybody agrees that all lives matter.
Yeah.
But the whole point of Black Lives Matter is not simply to get out there and advocate for everybody. They're advocating for people who are getting shot.
Yeah. And his point about the movies, well taken as well. And there are movies, kill the president stuff and blowing up the White House and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there have been for years.
There's a new TV show coming up with Kiefer Sutherland where I think somebody blows up the entire Congress during the State of the Union speech, and he has to end up, you know, he's a cabinet member, and he ends up being president.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm mentioning it because I think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich in Boise. Rich.
I wanted to come in on that Pete that started out this morning, but Comey and his 20-member team of FBI agents, when he testified, they said they all unanimously agreed not to prosecute, because they said prosecuting her would be unusual to prosecute somebody. They would be making an exception to prosecute Hillary for things that other people are never prosecuted.
Yeah, and I've got a list of them that I'll read here shortly.
But that Pete that called in, I mean, he could hardly even catch his breath, and he went from Black Lives Matter to Obama to rappers, just making all kinds of general accusations about everybody. And then at the end he says, well, we just need to calm down and talk about this. But all they did was call names. And the thing is, they've been doing this. This people think that this just started just recently. Everything that they've been saying recently about how the police stopping and arresting and searching them, you know, and driving while black, that's been around for 20 years.
Or more.
Yeah, the only reason it's getting attention now is because we've actually had some videos to show of some of the things that happened. I mean, this isn't news to black people. You know, that's why when the O.J. Simpson trial, the majority of blacks, they thought that the police were actually framing O.J. Simpson, because they've dealt with police doing that kind of stuff. So that wasn't unusual to them. To white people, it was just like, well, what do you mean? The police aren't going to frame somebody for murder. But, you know, they had seen it. But this, you know, this anger has been around. It's not something new, you know. White people, I worked with a guy one time. He was from the South. This was in 1980. And he said race relations in the South, there was absolutely fine. Everybody got along good until the Jewish agitators came down and incited the uppity blacks. I mean, he didn't
I understand what you're saying.
And,
doesn't sound racist, yeah. Does it?
Yeah, ask the black people how great relations were in the South.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and so now we're hearing about it. So they think, white people think race relations are worse because they're starting to listen, I think is what it is. I don't think they're any different.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rich. It's a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
Weird time. Let's go to John in Stanley. John, good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
On vacation.
Nice. What's is it warm up there today?
I was in here getting gas and heard the rhetoric. And I do believe, I guess I am like the other caller. We do have a president who has been doing separation for quite some time and then complains when something happens. We invite certain people into the White House and then expect different results. We don't hold standards to our own party, but yet we'll put everybody else behind bars. So that's why we have the public at a 12%, believe in the government. The rest of us, or don't.
I thought that was more Congress than it was Obama.
Yeah, it was Congress.
No, I'm talking about.
He said government.
Wait, well, let's go back to what is the title? President.
President of the United States.
And chief, right?
President.
So leading the party, that's his job. He leads the United States, but right now he's in, I got to lead the party mode.
Well, yeah,
and
but all
last year.
All retiring presidents, well, not all of them, but most of them campaign for the.
Unless they're asked not to.
Unless they're asked not to, yeah, the campaign for the current party representative running for president. That's
right.
That's
but
done all the time.
How do we complain about having different standards when we apply the same old standard? Oh, you have enough connections, you're not guilty.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, you're the front runner, you're not guilty.
Good question.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody's going to complain about the way things are running, here's the perfect time to, stand up and say, I guess I'm not going to vote for Hillary. Because it doesn't make any sense to me to complain about the way that the government is run or the way that some certain people get a free pass and then go ahead and elect one.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, John. You're going to be out of cell phone range here shortly.
Have you noticed? I appreciate the call. Have you noticed that standing next to Bernie Sanders, that's the first time that Hillary has looked young?
You know what? You are absolutely correct. She does look young.
Yeah.
Compared to
Bernie. Yeah. Randy of Boise says, whether Hillary is guilty or not, this is a clear window into how our system is broken. This is the system that corruption runs among the high office officials all the way down the line. You know, and to be fair, though, as Rich said, there are plenty of people who believe that she's already been investigated and they should move on. But there are a lot of people that said, nah, it sort of sounds like the fix was in. Because the way James Comey talked, they found her guilty, but we're not going to prosecute.
All right. Here's the deal. We're going to talk about this when we come back. High-level federal executives routinely use personal email for business in likely violation of the Federal Records Act. According to a recent survey of federal employees, The survey was conducted by the research group Government Business Council just prior to all the Hillary Clinton stuff that she used her email and private server in Chappaquiddick for government communications.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Personal email is always or often used for government business in agencies of the federal government, according to 16% of survey respondents.
But even when you're the department secretary.
Right. One-third, 33%, said personal email is used sometimes or more frequently. We'll give you some examples when we come back. It's 9:46. All right, we are back. Paul J. and Chris on a Tuesday morning. Hillary Clinton is just one of several high-ranking executives who use emails for their purpose. Here's the question asked. To your knowledge, how frequently do personnel in your government department or government agency use personal email for government business? Rarely, 30%. Never, 18%. Only 18%. Don't know, 19%. Sometimes, 17%. Often, 10%. And always, 6%.
Even though you're not supposed to.
31% said personal emails are not preserved for archiving. 47% said they don't know whether or not the records are properly preserved. The revelation about Clinton's use of personal email, certainly not the first. In fact, Clinton herself criticized George W. Bush's administration's email practices after it was learned in 2007 that millions of White House emails were sent on a non-government server and may have been lost.
So should we just give everybody a pass on this because apparently everyone does it?
Well, no, but they need to change the policy.
Or let's pick someone and make an example of them.
Yeah, exactly. More recently, I wonder
who we could get.
The State Department Inspector General identified multiple instances of officials improperly using and failing to archive personal emails from 2010 to 2014. The IG said officials at the U.S. Embassy in Bangkok, Thailand, were not implementing procedures on records management and email messages are not preserved. IRS manager Lois Lerner allegedly used an MSN.com email account labeled Lois Home for government-related communications. She was a key player in what the IG found was the tax agency's unfair targeting of conservative groups. Former Obama EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson used private email accounts as well as a secret EPA email address under the pseudonym Richard Windsor to conduct official business.
Richard Windsor.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General Eric Holder's criminal division head, Lanny Bauer, was caught forwarding controversial Fast and Furious-related emails to his personal account. There's a lot of examples, and nobody's jail.
Got some instant messages here. Corey in Meridian says, unborn lives consist of all races, creeds, and religions, so it's a better argument for all lives matter. The issue with the Black Lives Matter movement is that it was started on a false premise, hands up, don't shoot, and doesn't seem to care about black-on-black violent crime. The movement also calls for violence against police, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I think that's part of the movement. I don't think that's everybody, but Randy of Boise says, that confirms everything I just said, corruption on all levels, okay? Bob says they may use personal email, but they don't have their own server, which to him makes a difference. And he says, I would bet that Jimmy Carter sends Obama a thank you card every day. Carter used to be considered the worst president ever. I'm still thinking that might be Warren G. Harding.
Yeah,
and why is it that when a Muslim kills some people here, Obama always says we cannot blame a whole religion for the evil of one person? Then how come he doesn't say that about police officers? Well, I think he does. I think he has acknowledged that it's a small percentage of police officers who, you know, will target people for various reasons.
What's he going to say in Dallas today? What do you think?
Just talk about healing, probably. Yeah. Fixing our problems, getting along. You know, I'm guessing just fairly generic stuff. James of CUNA says, Steve says, what is the issue so we can talk about it? Police have killed unarmed black men and not one has been held accountable. This is why there is a Black Lives Matter. Both sides must do the right thing.
I think maybe the good point there, the unaccountability, if that's a word, of white officers who are almost never taken to court for what they're doing. A couple of these videos are pretty damning.
Yeah.
9:55, that'll do it for today. See you bright and early tomorrow morning. Something to think about with Mike Rogers coming up next. Brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out on the World Wide Web at boisechurch.org. We're at 2000 North El Dorado, 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Seems to me the president has yet to find his sea legs when it comes to talking about race. Early in his presidency, he weighed in on the arrest of Henry Gates, a professor at Harvard. He said the police had acted stupidly. He engaged before he knew all the facts. And of course, the police were outraged, and a White House beer summit was called to try and put the episode behind him. The president jumped into the police shooting in Ferguson before he had all the facts. His DOJ found that the president's assessment was not correct. President Obama weighed in on the Trayvon Martin case as well. That speech was panned by everyone from Charles Barkley to Ben Carson. That was 2013. At the time, many were calling for the president to tone down his rhetoric. The police are now saying that Obama's rhetoric is not helping the situation and may in fact be contributing to the rise in violence against police officers. It's time for Obama to be the unity president he promised to be. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.